This is the couple next door, script number 248 for broadcast Wednesday, December 10th, 2:30 to 2:45 p.m. The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. That idea comes your way from U.S. Steel.
And a wonderful idea it is. A major appliance is a gift that means so much to a wife. A gift that lightens her work all year long and gives her more time to spend with the rest of the family.
Appliance and department stores all over the country are featuring white Christmas displays.
With fabulous selections of work-saving major appliances. Modern home freezers, clothes washers and dryers.
Big new refrigerators, up-to-date ranges, automatic water heaters.
Smart steel cabinet sinks and those wonderful new dishwashers.
You know, ladies, a husband can take a hint. Tell him how he can make it a white and wonderful Christmas.
By giving you a modern major appliance.
Look, if you're riding downtown with me, you better get going.
Yes, I just wanted to do up a few of these dishes. I hate to leave everything for Aunt Effie.
Okay, I'll go get my briefcase.
Oh, wait a minute. Listen, I've got a lot of shopping to do, but I wanted to look at some wallpaper for our bedroom. Are you terribly busy at the office today?
No, it won't be today, I don't think.
Oh, fine. Look, could you meet me, say, about 12 o'clock and look at some of the wallpaper samples I picked out?
Yeah, sure. We can do that. Then I'll have a pretty girl to take the lunch.
Thank you, dear. I get it. You go get your briefcase and bring my tan coat and my purse in the hall table, will you? Hello? Yes? Why, yes. Why, no. Didn't he keep that dental appointment the other morning? Oh, honestly. Why, yes, Miss Riley. Now, just hold on a minute, will you, Miss Riley?
Here's your purse. Now, come on. We got to go.
After that toothache the other night when you were howling in agony, then I called Dr. Tracy, begged him to take you early in the morning. Didn't you go?
Oh, yeah. I went down there, but when I got to his office, I suddenly remembered I had a very important business appointment. Look, it doesn't matter. My tooth doesn't ache anymore. Why? Who's that on the phone?
Miss Riley in Dr. Tracy's office, and they can take you today at 12 o'clock.
Oh, well, no. I'm meeting you to look at wallpaper. Tell the girl I'll call back later and make another appointment.
No, dear, I will release you from our appointment.
No, look, we have got to pick out the wallpaper for our bedroom.
Miss Riley, he'll be there. Thank you.
Look, something may come up at the office at the last minute. I couldn't even meet you.
I will meet you at the dentist. I know the people in the wallpaper store very well, and I know they'll let me bring some samples up to the dentist's office, and I'll show them to you there. For heaven's sakes, dear, get that tooth fixed before you lose it.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Piper. Well, afternoon, I should say.
Yeah, well, it's 12 noon. I guess it's sort of half and half, huh?
Yes, do have a chair. Dr. Tracy will be right with you.
Oh, well, look, the truth of the matter is I find I can't keep the appointment after all, but I came over anyhow because I'm expecting to meet my wife here, and I just wondered if you'd give her a message. Just tell Mrs. Piper that I'm not
Mrs. Piper, what, dear?
Oh.
I just heard that as I walked in. I'm sorry, I'm a few minutes late. Oh, hello, Miss Riley. Hello, Mrs. Piper.
Oh, I can't keep the appointment, and I can't look at wallpapers with you, darling. I'm sorry, Mr. Crenshaw is waiting for me outside.
Oh, don't worry about your boss, sweetheart. I met him on the way in, and I told him what trouble you'd had with that tooth, and he said, why didn't you tell him? He said, by all means, get it fixed. He'll see you back at the office, so don't worry about it, dear. Well, how are you, Miss Riley? My goodness, what are all the flowers around here?
Well, I guess I should have told you. Dr. Tracy is going to Florida for a month's vacation, and young Dr. Tracy is taking over his practice.
What?
Yes, funny. He just finished dental school. As a matter of fact, I'm not really Miss Riley anymore. Sonny and I were married a week ago.
Oh, why, how wonderful, Miss Riley. Well, I should say Mrs. Tracy.
Wait a minute.
All the happiness in the world to you, dear.
Thank you.
Let me see your diamond. It is beautiful, and the wedding ring is
Oh, I just love them.
Dear.
Look here, you mean I'm not going to have my regular...
Dear, Miss Riley, I mean Mrs. Tracy just got married, honey.
Well, congratulations. What's this about Dr. Tracy going away?
You don't congratulate a bride, darling. You wish them happiness, dear.
Oh, yes, well, lots of happiness. What about Dr. Tracy?
He left for Florida this morning, and Sonny is taking over.
Sonny?
Miss Riley's husband, dear, Dr. Tracy's son.
I didn't know he had a son old enough to be a dentist. Last time I saw him, he was riding a tricycle.
Well, time flies, honey. I'll bet you were a lovely bride, Miss Riley.
Wait a minute. Well, you mean Dr. Tracy's son is now... I mean, that little kid is
He's all through dental school and everything. That's why all the flowers, really. This is his first day. We're all so excited.
His first day.
Yes, and his first day in practice with his father. And you're going to be his very first patient, Mr. Piper.
Oh, isn't that exciting, dear? Did you have a large wedding, Miss Alex?
No, just the family.
First patient.
Yes, and I'll go see if he's ready. Oh, we're all so thrilled. Sonny, are you ready? Now, sweetheart, don't be nervous.
Isn't that sweet? She's so in love with him. Isn't she? And so worried about his first patient.
She's worried. Come on, let's go. I'll wait until Dr. Tracy gets back from Florida.
Well, you can't do that.
I am not having a kid work on my teeth.
Well, he's a dentist. They all have to start sometime. They have to practice.
He's not going to practice on my bicuspid. But come on. Let go, will you? I am...
He is just getting started. Why, you'd hurt his feelings.
Look, he's got more feelings than I got teeth.
Dear.
No, I want my own dentist.
He's just going to replace a filling.
I want my own dentist. Now,
how would it look? Miss Riley would feel terrible, and she's so in love with him.
No, I'm not in love with him. Let him work on her teeth.
For goodness sake, Dr. Tracy feels terrible. You don't have confidence in his very own son.
No, now look, if there's one thing a man wants, it's his own dentist, and I am going. Now, look, if you...
Mr. Piper, I'm ready for you now, sir.
Well, come on, dear. Congratulations on your marriage and your first day of practice, Dr. Tracy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mrs. Piper.
Sonny's so nervous. He's just all butterfingers this morning.
Butterfingers?
Yes. I gave him a glass of water and he almost dropped it.
No, I didn't, sweetheart. I'll be all right as soon as I get my first patient under my belt.
Of course you will. The first of anything is always the hardest.
Look, I don't want to...
Sorry, darling. Well, there's Dr. Tracy coming.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Well, look, Dr. Tracy...
Well, so you're going to be my boy's first patient, huh? Well, you take good care of him, Sonny.
Oh, yes, I will, Father.
What do you think of my boy?
Oh, I think it's wonderful, Dr. Tracy.
I waited a long time for this day. Now I've got my boy to carry on so I can get a vacation once in a while.
Oh, it's just wonderful. You must be so proud of him.
I am. Now, let's get you in the chair here.
Look here, Dr.
Get right in the chair. Fine. Now, Sonny will take good care of you.
I'll wait for you out here, dear, and then we'll have lunch.
Just get in the chair, Mr. Piper.
Sonny's got some newfangled ideas I don't always approve of. You know, these modern youngsters, Mr. Piper, but he's a good dentist.
Yes, well,
Now, just lean back, please, Mr. Piper.
We're on our way. The car's out in front, and your mother will be right up to say goodbye, Sonny. We wanted to wish you luck.
Well, thank you, Father. I'll be all right.
Sure you will. Now, open wide, Mr. Piper. That's right. Now, Sonny, I'll just show you a few things about Mr. Piper's teeth.
My teeth, I can wait.
Open wider, please. Now, Sonny, you better take x-rays and see how this molar is doing. Also, this bicuspid.
Yes, Father.
Actually, you see this occlusal surface in this molar. Bite, please, Mr. Piper. That's good.
Look,
now, just bite down, please. That's good, yes. You see? That's where the difficulty is.
Yes,
all this old filling will have to come out. Now, we'll just hope we can save the tooth. If you wouldn't let these things go, Mr. Piper.
Well, look here. I just...
Where is my baby?
Oh, well, there's your mother, Sonny. Now, Phoebe, Donald, go make a big fuss.
Oh, I can't believe it. My boy, his very first patient.
Oh, Mom, I'll be all right. Now, you have a good time in Florida.
Oh, I'll be thinking of you every minute. Oh, Fred, I'm not sure we should leave now.
Oh, the boy's going to be all right. You know Mr. Piper, Phoebe?
Oh, yeah, of course, yes. I just talked to your wife in the waiting room. How are you, Mr. Piper?
Well, frankly, I'm...
Think of it. You're my baby's first patient.
Yes, I'm thinking of it. And
Mother, please.
And Grandma called, Sonny, and she wishes you all sorts of success. And Aunt Florence called and said to wish you good luck. And you got several telegrams, which I've brought. Oh, dear, are you having much done, Mr. Piper?
No, Phoebe, just having a small filling replaced.
Oh, well, good. I guess Sonny can do that all right.
He's going to do fine. Now, don't you worry about the boy.
Yes, Mom, please. I mean, goodbye. Have a good time, Mom.
Well, I can't get over it. Here he is a dentist, and it seems like just yesterday that he got his own first tooth. Good luck, Sonny.
Oh, Mommy, please, I'll just see them out, Mr. Piper. Now, Mom, please. I'll be all right, Mom.
Isn't anybody going to wish me luck?
Oh, now, Mr. Piper, don't worry. Sonny's a very good dentist. We're just all so excited because you're his first patient.
Yeah, well, I'm a little excited myself. I just hope I'm not his last.
Make it a white Christmas. Give her a major appliance.
To help you make it a white Christmas, your Kelvinator dealer has a wonderful selection of gleaming new Kelvinator home appliances, all ready and waiting at special easy-to-own prices. His Christmas values include the brilliant new 1959 Kelvinator automatic washer that washes all clothes cleaner, easier, safer. Beautiful matching Kelvinator electric dryer, of course. And the only range that ends oven cleaning. The marvelous new Kelvinator electric range with throwaway aluminum foil oven linings. Also, the world's finest food keeper. Fabulous Foodorama. Only refrigerator and upright freezer combination made. Be sure to see all the fine Christmas values at your Kelvinator dealers now.
Make it a fine Christmas. Give her a major appliance.
And make it a Kelvinator.
Now, you just call me if you have any trouble, Mr. Piper.
Oh, I will, and thanks very much.
Well, all right.
Goodbye, Dr. Tracy. All right, come on, darling, come on. I'll take you to lunch.
Bye, Mr. Piper. Goodbye, thank you,
Dad. Come on, Billy. Elevator's down this way.
Well, wait a minute, for heaven's sake. Tell me, how was it?
Look, that kid is terrific. To begin with, he's got one of these high-powered drills, you know, high-speed things, so you can't hear any buzz at all when he drills your teeth.
What was all the music I heard?
Oh, there's Beethoven's Emperor Concerto. It's got a hi-fi in it, so you can listen to music while you watch. Guess it's while you watch a film. He's got a projector in there. He's got films. You know what? I just sat there and watched this fascinating travelogue of life in some South Sea islands. Oh, I tell you, I hardly felt anything. And when he said, well, that does it for today, Mr. Piper, I couldn't
goodness.
Believe it.
Does his father know about all these innovations?
No. Sonny is trying them out while Daddy is gone.
Oh, dear, that's always the way, isn't it? The young ones take over with new ideas. Well, I just hope he's as good a dentist as his dad.
Look, that boy's all right.
I'm glad of one thing. At least now I won't have any more trouble about getting you to a dentist.
Trouble?
Why, honey, you always make the biggest fuss.
Fuss? What are you talking about? I never make any fuss at all. The only reason I have canceled appointments with a dentist is because I've been busy. You know, I don't have time.
Oh,
well, I've got a
honey.
Job, you know.
Come on, let's have lunch. And just get soup now so you don't lose your new film.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Beatrice Pond, Sandra Church, Nelson Olmsted, and Larry Robinson, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Metz, inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.